Good morning. It's New Year's Eve. It's a Thursday. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, good, good. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, we all listen to WAMC, and
we do.
What a better thing to do to start the new year than put a little something in the lockbox.
Yes, and this is the day, you know, that you can really get that done because the tax man cometh. By the way, people have been very generous. The money is coming in. There's no two ways about it. Every penny counts. The more we get, the more we can do. It's that simple.
WAMC.org.
And that's what you do. You go to WAMC.org, pledge now.
And
then you do it, and then the tax man is beaten.
And we thank you, and we wish all our listeners, you, of course, too, Alan, and the whole staff, a happy, healthy new year. And be careful tonight.
Absolutely. Don't be stupid, and don't get drunk. David, I want to just take a second to thank you for all you do, getting in here in early morning.
Oh, please.
People don't know how incredible what you do is. 3:30 every morning, 4:15. It's terrific. It's terrific.
I'm right back at you and to all of our wonderful staff and all they do. And again, to our listeners who make it all possible.
Yep. Without them, we're nothing.
Well, we'll end the year with a little bit from the New York Times. Here you go, Alan. Climate chaos across the map with tornado outbreaks in the South, Christmas temperatures that sent trees into bloom in Central Park, droughts in parts of Africa, historic floods. 2015 is closing with a string of weather anomalies all over the world. This year expected to be the hottest on record, maybe over at midnight tonight, but the trouble will not be. Scientists say the most obvious suspect in the turmoil is the climate pattern called El Niño.
Well, yeah, I think there's no question that the El Niño is here. What causes the El Niños are an interesting question in itself. But the whole concept of climate change is with us, and I think it is the story because it's the most single threatening, not only to us, and we're seeing it, but to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. What kind of stewardship do we have over this world? And, you know, Al Gore made it clear. Sandy came along, and we saw the various things he said were going to happen happening. Now, this morning on the BBC, we heard a frightening report about the North Pole being above freezing for the first time anybody can remember, interviewing respected scientists who say that it is frightening. And, you know, we can put our heads in the ground, or we can really work like hell to make sure it works out.
And the other major issue maybe could be summed up in a word, fear.
Yeah, I think people are really afraid of a lot of things. You know, there are those who refuse to be afraid, who will go out into Times Square tonight and celebrate in Brussels and in France. They've called off the celebrations because they found some of these despicable human beings who planned to kill and maim. And I have to say that I admire those people who go out and say, you're not going to make us afraid. But on the other hand, there is a certain amount of prudence that I think, you know, people like me believe in. But then again, I never went to Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Well, here's a very interesting editorial from the Times this morning on polling, Alan. The more we poll, the less we know. Polling of Republicans in the early voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina has reached unprecedented levels, fueled by the number of candidates in the hunt and the obsession with the horse race. Since the race began, more than 200 surveys have been conducted. What can they tell us? Not much. Pollsters agree that at this point in the race, no poll nor group of polls can predict who will be the next president, at least till Super Tuesday.
Yeah, David, the question is not whether the polls can predict. The question is, what is a poll? A poll is just a snapshot at this particular moment. Well, I like that because it gives us a pretty good indication of where we are and who's coming along and what people are thinking. But, you know, very sophisticated polling will show you other things. For example, people who are very angry in France and voted for Le Pen, it looked like she was going to do very well. But she didn't do that well because I think when people get into the voting booth, they often take stock and they say, what is my commitment? What do I have to do for my country or for my people or for our sanity? And so someone, you may respond to anger. And you may respond to anti-PC messages from some of these people. But in the end, you sit there and you say, okay, what's right?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us again. Alan, happy new year to you, to all of our staff, and to the whole listening audience of WAMC.
And everybody, please, please drive carefully, and please don't drink and drive.